Hi, I'm your host, Chris Graham, and welcome to the Become Limitless podcast.
Welcome back to the Become Limitless podcast. This week's episode, I want to talk about how do you get yourself doing the hard things? How do you get yourself motivated? How do you get yourself pushing towards those things that seem just out of reach or just hard to do? Like, no, I would do that, but I just don't feel motivated. I don't feel I've got energy. I don't feel, insert excuse here, whatever that may be. How do you develop and start to cultivate a mindset or a habitual routine that you can do that can help you go from where you are now, where you're just struggling to do the hard things, to pushing yourself and always constantly on the forefront, pushing and making yourself work for things? And how does that work? And then what in this day and age have we got that's allowed us to become more relaxed and mediocre, a more relaxed and happy and comfortable as such? So this episode, I wanted to address a couple of things. First, I want to go through, what am I talking about when I talk about how do you want to do hard things? What are hard things? What does that mean? How do we then start to develop a better mindset around that and a better habit or habitual routines that we can do? How can we start implementing certain things as well? And then once we get that done, then we can start to talk about some of the things that are happening in this world right now that are going against you if you want to push yourself to the limit, push yourself to where you can be, push yourself to your to become limitless, to push yourself that way. So without further ado, let's get straight into this episode. Okay, so first off, let's talk about, what do I mean here by doing the hard things? What is a hard thing? Well, I'd say a hard thing is doing an ice bath. That's a hard thing. How many people do you just, I don't know. I talk to a lot of people when it comes to ice baths and they just don't comprehend it. Like, why would you do that to yourself? That's way too uncomfortable. Why would you do that? So why not? Why wouldn't I do that to myself? It's a good thing to push myself physically, mentally, and emotionally. And it's creating that resilience. I understand why I'm doing it to myself, but a lot of people just can't do that. Exercise, their relationships, pushing themselves through the hard things, have the hard conversations, do the talk, like communicate. Work, push yourself in your career, putting yourself out there, being not comfortable, just sailing through or that mediocre, that comfort zone that we've talked about many times, about being in that comfort zone becomes like a sedative style thing or situation that happens to you. You get sedated, like, oh, comfortable, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to exercise, I don't have to push myself. I don't have to think, I don't have to mentally push myself. I don't have to emotionally push myself. I don't have to put myself in situations where I'm gonna be emotionally drained. All these things that you do, and all these things in the world that we have, we'll talk about later on in the episode, that help you stay in that comfort zone. Because the more you push yourself out of that comfort zone, which way it is, whatever way it is, you'll show yourself how powerful you really are. And most people don't want you to do that. There's no money in pushing yourself. Like, there's no money in someone helping you get to that stage. Because in the world, there's a lot more money in selling stuff that keeps you comfortable. And our brains, biologically and instinctively and evolutionarily, have been made to survive in that regard. You want to conserve energy in that way. So you're trying to find comfort. You're trying to find the routine. You're trying to find that habit that you want to do that keeps you comfortable. You don't want to be working too hard either way, thinking too hard or keeping your body temperature at a certain place or emotionally thinking too much or feeling too much. So it's very important that we understand that these hard things that we want to do these hard things, because it creates resilience. It creates a more powerful body and mind and spirit and emotional energy or intelligence within you. And you become a monster. You become a monster in that regard, where you just, nothing can stuff you up. Nothing can faze you. Nothing can really screw with you. You become unscrewable. No one can stuff you around because you're so resilient, because you push yourself constantly doing the hard things. You allow yourself to be a little bit comfortable. You can be comfortable every now and then, but you push yourself continuously. And it's funny because I've just recently stopped doing a lot of the hard things. And it was just by accident that happened. A couple of things happened, and you find yourself going back to that comfort zone because you want to always go back to the comfort zone. Your brain and body and everything's in motion towards going towards that comfort zone. And I've noticed it's so easy to fall into that trap, and it's hard to push yourself out. So what does that mean? If it's hard to get yourself to go do the hard things, then you're obviously going to want to stay in that comfort zone. So it's really difficult to try and remember that your brain is not thinking for you in that regard and to help you do the hard things. It's not allowing you to push yourself in that regard. So dopamine really doesn't help you in this regard, because dopamine's going to go, or your brain's going to work out, what can I get dopamine from? What can I get dopamine from that I'm going to get a good reaction from? I'm going to get a good feeling from TV. I can just sit there and watch TV, get a dopamine hit over and over and over, and I feel good. I feel really good without doing anything. So your brain works out. That's an easy way to get a good feeling doing nothing and spending really little energy. So I want to do that more. I'm on my phone. That's so easy to get a dopamine here. I'm scrolling on my Instagram, my Facebook, you're looking at Twitter, you're like looking at the news, you get your dopamine hits from that. Easy. This bugger all. Well, my thumb moving. That's the energy I'm using. There's so many things that are designed in this world to make you just sit there and be sedated, really. So just sit there and just sit in your comfort zone. And what I'm trying to say here is we've got to try and cultivate a way to change that in your brain. Try and change the way you think is, no, I don't want to be comfortable. There are certain times where you can be comfortable, you're resting, sleeping, you want to be comfortable during those times. But outside of that, why aren't you pushing yourself? Why not? This whole, I can do it later. No, you can't. No. That's the comfort telling you to be doing it later. So you really be thinking. Okay, so now when you think about it, exercising. That's equals something hard for your brain to do. It's physically demanding. It's mentally demanding as well. Getting up early, that's physically demanding. It's mentally demanding. And some people, it's almost impossible because you go to bed late. You want to get to sleep as well, so that's very important. But it's hard for people to wake up early. Learning and growing is really hard on your brain. So your brain doesn't really want to do that too much. You want to do that, but your brain's going, yeah, no, that's hard work. Why do you want to do that? You're going to maybe expending energy to do this when we don't need to. Why are we needing to do this? What are we doing that for? But it's not about the process of learning. That's what we want, is the making yourself hard, making that resilient level, that bringing this resilience you've got up, 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 up. So that whenever something gets thrown at you where you have to learn to keep your job, to stay in a relationship, to be a dad or a mum or a parent, you've got to learn, and you've got to learn on the fly. And if you don't do that normally, you will break down. You will fall apart. You get, like, your body just gets too much for you. Whereas you put yourself in these situations over and over and over again, you can develop this real resilience towards all these things. And that's what we talk about. This doing the hard things creates that resilience. Where going on your phone, watching the movies, YouTubing, just sitting there mindlessly doing nothing. Low. It's not hard. It's not a hard thing to do. Low energy expenditure. Your brain's going to want to do it more. You're going to want to do it more because it's easier. But we don't want to do the easy things anymore. That's that dopamine circuit wanting you to do those things. Now, the problem with this is there's a perceived reward when it comes to all those things. On the phone, you get the dopamine hit. There's a perceived reward where exercising, learning and growing, getting up early to do those things, they're hard. You can see the reward. It's not a perceived. It's not something you're imagining. It's actual reward. You're getting it physically stronger, mentally stronger, emotionally stronger when you're doing these things. Whereas on your phone, you get a perceived reward where it's like, oh, I feel good just scrolling. I feel good. And it's a perceived. It's something that you imagine as a reward that's only in your head. There's no real reward except that good feeling. And that's what we want to try and change in our brain. We want to start to perceive and get that imagined feeling and reward for the hard things. Not the easy things, the hard things. And it's really, really, again, because you're going against your brain, it's really hard to do because you're going to come up with all these excuses to not do it. I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, I'm feeling a bit tired today. I didn't really get a good night's sleep. Oh, I haven't really eaten the best, I'm not feeling good for exercise or learning. You know what? My eyes hurt. I've got sore eyelids. My eyes are a bit dry. You could come up with any, oh, I've got to do this today. I've got to do that. There's no reason you can't get it all done. You can get it all done. You can work your butt off. You can do the hard stuff. And you can get it done. It's all about what's happening up here and how that thought influences how you feel and how you feel influences how you thought and become this cycle where you get stuck in that comfort zone. And you can do so many things if you get yourself out of that loop and start to break that comfort zone that you're in and start to break out of it. And it's a horrible feeling. It's a horrible feeling. It's so easy because I got myself into this comfort zone again. I find myself just watching TV, watching YouTube. Sometimes I'll get stuck on the phone. I've never ever really done that before. I start scrolling. It's like, what am I doing? Don't let it use me. You use it. And I start to try and change my brain. I start to push myself. I start to get back into my training. I'm starting to do all these things. And it is hard to keep at it. And I fail and I fall back and I don't do what I want to do and I don't say, I do what I want to say. Like record this podcast, being out of it for a little bit. I've been struggling with it, trying to get back into recording. When I get here, I love it. I love recording and love sharing this message to everybody. So it's really important that I take this and what's happening now and the good feeling I'm getting now, and I hold that in memory. So the next time that I want to do this, it's easy. I go, okay, remember how good it felt? Do it again. Remember when you're on the push bike exercising? Do it again. When you're running, it felt good. When you're swimming, it felt good. When you're doing the hard things, spending the time with the kids, like teaching them, not being on the phone, watching the TV, watching YouTube, watching whatever it is, spending time with my lovely partner, talking with her, interacting, growing as a couple. All those things are worth it. There's a massive reward when you do the hard things because it's not easy to do any of this stuff. It is hard. And I've got to remind myself, and it's so hard because your body wants to constantly go back to that comfort zone. So we want to keep breaking out of that comfort zone. Okay, let's talk about, so we want to get out of this comfort zone. How do we do it? How do you do it? So I find myself, my easiest way to do it is remove the temptation to do any of this stuff. And I will be at some point when I find a good day to do it, when obviously I don't have to be on the phone, don't have to do anything, don't have to do this, don't have to do that. Limit the excuses I have. Is it going to call, excuse me, it's going to be called a dopamine detox. You don't really detox from dopamine. It's a wrong, it's play on words. What you're doing is controlling what gives you your dopamine releases because you're going to have dopamine releases. You're going to have dopamine releases from just sitting there, thinking about a certain thought will make you get a dopamine release, seeing your partner, doing these things. But I'm going to do a dopamine detox. But I'm not detoxing. I'm controlling what gives me my dopamine hit. My phone won't give me a dopamine hit. TV won't give me a dopamine hit. All I'll be, no food. I'm not going to give myself food for 24 hours. So I should establish that it's going to be a 24-hour detox. That's what I want to do. Right, to control what gives me dopamine. I want to write my podcast notes. I want to do journaling. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to enjoy time with the kids and my lovely wife. Those are the things that I want to let's say recalibrate what dopamine, what I enjoy, what it gives me joy, what gives me the dopamine hit, that reward, that perceived reward inside the head, instead of these things that I've currently slowly let slip into my brain, let slip into my life that I don't want to have in there anymore. Yeah, it's okay to have it. So if I'm watching a YouTube video and it's helping me do better at triathlons or editing the videos for YouTube or editing audio for the podcast or podcast information or Rubik's Cube because I love doing my Rubik's Cube. Anything that's going to help me do that instead of mindlessly watching stuff that doesn't really make a difference. Like it's not useful. I'm literally just watching rubbish for the sake of watching rubbish. And I tell my kids all the time, don't watch YouTube rubbish, do something useful. Don't let it use you. You use it. And it's very important that we do these things and do as I say and don't just ignore my own advice to my own kids. So it's really important that if I do this detox, I recalibrate what I want, don't mean to obviously activate for. And that's for the things that I want to have in my life and spend more time doing. So that's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to remove devices, TV, phone, gaming devices, computer. I'm not going to eat food. Food's important, but I'm going to remove food because I just want to really recalibrate. You don't have to remove food, obviously, for people that haven't done any fasting before. 24 hours is a long time for people that haven't eaten, like have fasted. So what you can do is just remove the, don't touch your phone. Find a day where you don't need to touch your phone. The kids are with you, you're not needed at work, and it's a day off, and you just, no phone, no TV, no electronic devices at all. Write stuff down. Sit there and write. Whatever you want to do, journal. Write about whatever you think, come up with, whatever happens inside your head, because you'll find there's amazing insight and information that comes, pops into your head when you're not distracted. And that's all those things are. It's just distractions, a time-wasting device, if you're letting it use you and you not use it. So it's very important. That's my number one trick, is to just remove that temptation when we talk about having to do the hard things. Because when you take that away, you find you've got so much more time to do the hard things. And you'll find your brain will want to gravitate towards doing something. And so you do some hard stuff. Okay, so the next thing I want you to try and do is do something hard early on in the morning. And that's where, for myself, it's waking up, especially now during winter, cold shower. It's hard, it sucks, and it's something I start off the day with. If I start the day and I can do a hard thing straight up, I'm setting the tone for the rest of the day. I know I can keep going and doing the hard things. But then again, I'm starting to get used to cold showers, I'm starting to get used to the sensation, and I actually enjoy it and look forward to it now. And it no longer becomes hard, so I'm going to find something else that's hard to do. Whether it be, I'm not sure yet, but I'll come up with something that I don't like. It's just hard to do. I have to, when I wake up, I'm like, ugh, I've got to do this, get it done. And then once you get that done, once you get that hard thing done, it's amazing what you can get done for the rest of the day. So that's my second tip. If once you've removed all those devices, do like a dopamine recalibration. Then go and try and do something hard straight up in the middle of the start, at the start of the day, that sets the rest of the day. You'll want to do harder things. You'll start doing hard things throughout the rest of the day because you've set the tone for your brain to go, you know what? We're going to smash this day out. Nothing's going to stop us. And the final thing you can do is meditate. I want you to meditate and just sit there and do it. Not move. No matter what, don't scratch, don't do this, don't do that. I'm going to be doing another episode, but I'm going to try for a week to try and wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, meditate from 4 till 5. Try meditate for an hour each morning and see what happens. I just want to see what happens. I've never really meditated for an hour, stayed awake. Shocking. I can really sleep well, but it also comes to when I go meditate, I fall asleep a lot easier too, don't I? So I really want to focus on staying awake, not moving, because it's so hard not to move. Like, you get these sensations like you've been bitten by something, so you're gonna scratch it, and all these things happen, and it's not the case. You don't get bitten by anything, you just, your body's coming up with these crazy things, and it's hard to do. So why not try that? If you can't do a cold shower, or you don't have the ability, so during summer, I just don't have a cold shower, you can't have a cold shower. Cold water's not really cold, it's warm when you live close to the equator. And then let's talk about meditating. Meditating is hard, so do it. Do your meditations. Smash that out. And the more you get used to doing these things, the more you need to push yourself more. The more you need to push yourself into harder things. The more you need to just keep pushing yourself. Keep yourself out of that comfort zone, because your comfort zone will move. It'll move with you and what you're doing, because you will become comfortable doing those hard things, and then you can push yourself to do more things. And there's a certain level where you reach equilibrium, and it's just level and nice, and you're in the comfort zone, but you're doing the hard things, and you're moving your life towards something. And that's what you want to be at. You want to be at this place where it's easy to do the hard things, you're still doing the hard things, and you're getting yourself somewhere. You're becoming limitless. You're not stuck doing something, and you're not going to regret what you did throughout your life, because you sat on the couch and wasted 8 hours a day doing nothing, or wasted 3-4 hours a day doing nothing, and then you went to work and, you know, you threw away your life. You really didn't make the most of it. And that's what this is about, making the most out of your life, becoming limitless, unlocking that potential inside yourself by doing the hard things. So I really hope you got something out of this episode. I enjoy these episodes, love recording these episodes for you. If you did, make sure you get on the YouTube, like the video, subscribe so you're up to date with the new videos that come out. Make sure you get onto the Anchor, watch it on all the podcasts, platforms there are out there. You can listen to it on there. I said watch, listen to it on there. But until next time, stay limitless.